This is an All Ears English bonus episode, live web class. Geez Louise, how to express surprise with slang in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
In today's bonus episode, you'll get a sneak peek of what you'll learn in the upcoming web class. Listen in to find out how to sign up today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So excited about the upcoming web class. Oh my gosh.
I'm excited about it too. Yeah. So guys, today we're going to talk to you about this web class that we have coming up. And I just love the topic. I think it's going to be super useful for our listeners. Lindsay, what is the topic?
Oh my gosh, you're right, Michelle. This topic is what everyone wants to learn and be able to do, right? It's about slang, guys. So
slang. Yes, I love it.
Yes. I mean, the first thing we want you guys to do right now is go over and sign up. Our web classes are getting, they're filling up, right? They're starting, a lot more people are starting to sign up. So you need to sign up and show up on time. Michelle, where can they go to sign up?
Go to allearsenglish.com/slang. That's S-L-A-N-G.
Awesome.
And it's January 20th and January 23rd. Yes. Okay. And also make sure that you show up on time, but really show up a few minutes early because we do this pre-party.
Yes.
And we get to know everybody and we kind of have like a little chat going on, and it's fun to kind of warm up before we get into the web class. So definitely get there early. And remember, guys, this is not being recorded, right? So after it's over, right, it's over.
Exactly.
So you have two opportunities, January 20th and January 23rd. And I will be hosting this web class with Aubrey, the two of us. So we're so excited.
Cool. I'm so excited. Excited for this. It's going to be fantastic. Good. So why is it so important to learn slang, Michelle?
Oh my gosh. Well, slang is really so important to, you know, getting more native in English, right? Mm-hmm. So slang is used all the time. And, you know, it really kind of gets you to that point where you really impress people. Mm-hmm. You really are using your language to connect with people. And slang is kind of cool because it changes over time. So showing you're up to date with a certain slang term can be really important for connection.
Totally agree. And it makes sure that we don't sound like a textbook. Right, Michelle?
Oh,
you don't want to sound like a textbook.
Exactly, guys. This is not boring textbook English, right? It's how people really speak, right? So it's not going to be stuff that you find in your textbook. So on this web class, we are going to teach you some slang. Some of them, you know, you may have heard a couple of them before, but we're also going to give you new slang terms, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're going to really talk about, really dive into slang, right? So when should you use it? When should you not use it? Who should you use it with, right? And maybe, you know, you can use some slang with one person and other slang with another person. And so it's going to give you more of an idea of how to use these words, right? That maybe even if you know a word, we're going to explain, right, how do you use it and when can you use it? So it's very, very critical.
Okay. So would you say in this web class, it's about using slang to build your personality or like express your personality? Would you say that's the overall theme?
Yeah, to express your personality and really just like having that smart sense, right? Getting the sense and the natural feel of when you can use it, who you can use it with, right? Because that's really part of it. Like, you don't want to you don't want to use a word that really people use more with like kids, and you don't want to use it with your grandma. You know, you want to. And we'll talk about like formal and informal, like can slang ever be formal? Is it informal only? And, you know, it's that's really kind of, we're really taking a deep dive into slang on this web class.
I love it. So right time, right place when it comes to slang. But today, Michelle, are we going to show our listeners, give them a little sneak peek, just a little tiny taste of what they might learn in the web class to get them started?
Yes, absolutely. So today we're going to talk about like a few themes of different slang terms you can use.
Okay.
Right. So one of these is talking about when you show you're surprised, right? Okay. To express surprise.
Ooh.
So Lindsay, what's one thing that you might use to express surprise?
I think this term is making a comeback nowadays. Like, I feel like it was common when I was a kid, and now I'm hearing it more and more. The expression, holy cow.
Holy cow. Yeah, it is. I'm hearing a comeback with it as well. So this is just showing your surprise. Like, I could say, holy cow, your haircut is incredible.
Exactly. It's funny how certain phrases and slang terms make comebacks, or they don't, or they just become really old and outdated. But this one has made a comeback in 2021. I love it.
Yes, exactly. And then the next one is just, oh my gosh, which you may have heard before, but like I said, on the class, we're going to dive deeper into it, right? Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh is used all the time, right?
Yes. Lindsay? Oh, definitely. And I think people, you know, use it as a replacement instead of saying, oh my God, right? Probably originally that's how it started, but now it's just common, right? Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're really here. It's been forever. Love that.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. I love it. And okay, just because you guys are on this special bonus episode, we're going to give you a few more. Now, these are some extras, some bonuses for the bonus.
Are we talking about Seinfeld today, Michelle?
We are. So the next one to express surprise that we're talking about today is get out of here, or simply just get out, right?
Is this something that Elaine used to say all the time on Seinfeld?
Yes. Okay. Do you remember that?
Well, I don't think I was religious, as religious about Seinfeld as you were, Michelle. But I would always catch it on TV, like a rerun when the TV was on, but I didn't sit down and try to watch it. So let me just clarify. Did Elaine always say get out or get out of here?
Oh, she said get out.
Okay.
So her thing was, when she was really surprised, she would scream, get out, and she would push the person. And sometimes they would fall, or there would be some sort of crazy thing that would happen. But it was hysterical that she would go, get out, like she was shocked. So you can either say get out or you can say get out of here.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's so good. Yeah, that is, it's, I think that might be a little bit dated, in the 90s, get out, but it still works. You know what I mean? It still
really?
Works today.
I feel like I still say that. But you know what? I'm kind of stuck in the 90s, as you know.
You are, kind of.
I'm like, have you guys heard of this new show, Friends? Do you guys know about this new artist, Britney Spears?
Oh, Michelle, you need to update things a little bit. You need to refresh and an update. Let's do a role play for our listeners right
here. All right, let's do it. All right, so here we go.
So Michelle, I passed all my med school exams.
Get out of here. Congrats.
That's awesome. So I'm giving you news. You could also say when you're surprised about something, right? It's news. Yeah. It's something that's surprising. Get out of here. I love that.
Exactly. I love it. Or what's the next one, Lindsay?
All right. So let's move the couch over. Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh,
the next one.
Sorry. That was a role play. All right. So the phrase is, whoa there. Now,
yes.
This one I think is more modern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Whoa there. It's like, you know, it can be used in a few different ways, but one way is to express surprise, right?
Yes.
Like we were talking about. So Lindsay, you want to give it a little go here?
Yeah. So let's move the couch over. Whoa there.
Oh my gosh. That bug is huge. Ah.
Okay. So what just happened here? Let's give our listeners the backstory of why I said whoa there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so we're imagining in this situation, Lindsay and I are moving our furniture.
Yeah.
And you move the couch, and to your surprise, there's a big bug, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you say, whoa there, right? And then, actually, funny enough, I didn't even think about this, but then I said, oh my gosh, which is one of our other terms.
So, oh, that's so funny. That shows you how natural these are.
Yeah, because I didn't even realize I was using that. So yeah, whoa there, you're expressing surprise about seeing that bug.
Okay. Got it. Got it. So, and that could, yeah, whoa there could be used in a few other contexts too. Let's show them one other example.
All right, here we go. Okay, so I'll get there on Monday.
Whoa there. I thought we talked about Tuesday.
Oh, all right, Tuesday.
Okay, so what I mean here is that I mean that you're being overeager. You're being too on top of it.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle?
Right. Right, right.
Too fast, too like speedy.
It's almost like, oh, slow down.
Right? Yeah, slow down. Exactly. Exactly.
Right. It makes me think of like a horse, like, whoa there.
Yeah. And of course, I'll add on a fun little bonus, a bonus on top of the bonus on top of bonus the bonus, on top, Michelle.
Oh my gosh.
I remember when I was in high school, people would always say, whoa there, killer.
Oh, yeah.
And that's even more so to this idea of saying someone is really overeager, really amped up, and they're really trying to get something done. Whoa there, killer. Slow down. Relax.
I love that. Okay, awesome. So now we have one more, and this is, I think, my favorite one because it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is it?
Jeez Louise.
Oh my gosh, I guarantee this is not being taught in any textbook anywhere in the world, guys. This is real English. Okay, what does this mean?
Well, this, I mean, it's also to show surprise. It can also show, you know, that maybe you're a little bit frustrated, right?
Yeah.
It's very old-fashioned sounding. It's always funny when something rhymes. I think it has this certain attitude to it. Mm. So, geez Louise, it sounds kind of funny. And so it definitely shows your personality if you use geez Louise.
Yeah, like frustration, confusion, surprise about something, like something happened and it shouldn't have happened. And it's not very serious, right? It's kind of lighthearted, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't think you would use it in like a very serious way. It would. It's too fun. it's too fun sounding to be serious. Like, it would just not fit the situation.
And it rhymes and it sounds funny when you say it. So, yeah, it couldn't be very dead serious if something terrible happened. It's lighter. So let's give him an example, Michelle.
All right, here we go. Okay, I'll just open up this bottle and, oh, geez Louise, this is tough.
I'll help you. Yeah, so yeah, that could be, you know, you're wondering, why do they make these bottles so hard to open? Right, so you're saying, geez Louise, this is hard to open. It could, guys, this phrase is diverse, right?
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly, because it's surprise, but also could be frustrated, right? So sometimes, you know, it's like very layered, right? It's not only like one kind of context.
I love it. So, Michelle, I think we do have a little bit of time for a role play. What do you think? I mean, I know our listeners love role plays to sum up our episodes. Yes. Should we do it?
Let's do it. So, in this role play, we are setting up for a picnic.
Okay, nice. I like it. All right, so go ahead, Michelle.
All right, here we go. Holy cow, we have a lot of food.
Oh my gosh, geez, you're right. Too much even.
Whoa there. Can we get this huge stain off the blanket?
Yikes. Geez Louise, what is that?
I think I spilled wine on it the last picnic I had.
Get out of here. You go on a lot of picnics?
Yes, I love it. Let's flip this blanket over.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you like to go on picnics in New York, Michelle? Do you like to do that in the summer?
I like to, you know, though, but now because I have a walking child, I haven't tried it yet because there would be no sitting down. It would just be running. Yeah. So unfortunately, I haven't been on a picnic in a while. Lindsay, do you like to go on picnics?
I do. I always used to like to do that in New York in Central Park because I lived near Central Park for a year and I would go to the park on a Sunday or even just take coffee and a newspaper in the morning. Yeah. Just do that. Yeah, I love picnics. It's such
a
fun thing.
Best. Oh my God, just to sit in the park. Oh my gosh, I love that. So
the simple pleasures of life.
It definitely is one of those. All right, so Lindsay, let's go through. So I said, holy cow, we have a lot of food. So expressing my surprise. Whoa, you know?
And then I am like, this is important for connection, guys. I'm mirroring you. I'm saying, oh my gosh, geez, you're right. That's so important that I have met your surprise with my own expression of surprise.
Right. Exactly. It's just like kind of enhancing the situation.
Exactly.
And we're connecting through that.
Right. Because imagine if you said nothing, or if you didn't express surprise, or if you just said, why is that staying there? That would be kind of rude, and you wouldn't have that connection moment.
Right. I would kind of wonder, like, I would feel like I was, like, left hanging, you know, that, exactly. You know, like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. It just would be weird. Like, it seems like such a, like, a simple thing to be analyzing here, but it's actually not. It's very important.
It's very important. Okay, and then let's keep going. So you said, whoa there.
Yeah, because I'm surprised. This is in the surprising way, you know. Okay. I'm like, whoa there, like, and because I've just seen a huge stain mm-hmm. on the picnic blanket.
Yeah, maybe you're a little embarrassed by the stain, yeah. Right? That could be. You're surprised, you're embarrassed, like you want to do something about it. You're saying, yeah. Let's stop, let's do something about this, right?
Right, right, right. And then you say, yikes, which is a bonus for a bonus for a bonus.
Okay.
Which is like... it's like, oh gosh, you know, kind of situation.
Yeah. And then I say, yikes, geez Louise, what is that? And again, we've said that this phrase, guys, is very diverse. You can use it in a number of times, situations. So go for that one. And then?
Definitely. And then I talk about spilling wine. And then you said, get out of here. You go on a lot of picnics. It's like you didn't know that I was such a professional picnicker.
Right. So you've given me some kind of news. And this would be really common if someone gives you some news, right?
About, yeah.
Maybe something right. happened, some world event. Maybe some kind of piece of gossip, something about right. a common friend you have, mutual friend. Someone got engaged maybe, right? Get out of yeah. here. I didn't know that they got engaged. Okay.
Right, so right, 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 right. I love it. Yeah, yeah. So, and then we just decide to flip the blanket over. Have you ever done that, Lindsay? Have
sure.
you ever had like a...
That's a good solution.
Exactly. That's the trick.
Yeah. Until your next picnic. And then you have wine stains on both sides of the blanket.
Oh, no.
And then... So,
oh, no.
All right, Michelle, where can they go to sign up for this? If you guys enjoy this episode, this is just a mini piece, a sampling of what the web class will be like. It's a first web class of the year. It's exciting.
Yes.
And this is the year you guys are going to learn to use slang to really express that personality.
Okay, awesome. Yes. So you can sign up at allearsenglish.com/slang. That's SLANG. And that is January 20th and January 23rd. And I will be there with Aubrey. And we are excited to see you there for the pre-party and the class.
So exciting. Can't wait for it, guys. allearsenglish.com/slang. And we will see you guys there. All right, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out today.
All right. Geez Louise, Lindsay, this was fun.
It was. Right. It was. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.